Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, everyone. I am finally recording another solo episode. I know that you guys have been asking for them, so I'm going to make an effort to record more solo episodes as well. And so today, I want to record this episode mainly on the topic of feeling stuck. And this topic is near and dear to my heart because I spent a lot of the past few years feeling really stuck and feeling really stagnant and having no idea how to get out of that place. And I would feel so stuck and so stagnant, and I would wallow in my stuckness and feel bad for myself about how stuck and stagnant I was. And I would just make it even worse rather than taking action to get out of that place. And I know that it's not just me who struggles with this, because I've had a lot of you share with me that you feel the same way, that you're feeling stuck, that you're feeling stagnant, that you're feeling unmotivated or lost or confused, and you don't really know how to move forward. And while this topic can't be simply answered or quote unquote solved in one podcast episode, this is literally what I base my entire Bliss Life course around and what I'm focusing a lot of the topics in my Bliss Babe tribe around, because almost all mindset hacks and manifestation and all of those different tools you can use are all helping you get out of that place of feeling stuck and into a space of bliss, which is the ultimate goal, to be able to access that bliss at any time. But I'm going to give you a few tips that do work really well to help when you're in that place and just feeling so lost and confused. So the number one thing that I recommend everyone do is meditate. And I know you've probably heard me say this a million and one times, but I honestly can't say it enough. Do not underestimate the worth of stillness and what scheduling stillness into your daily routine, into your life, will do to your life. Stillness literally will transform your life. So the universe cannot communicate with a chaotic mind. And most of us have these monkey brains that can't calm down, myself included, especially in the society where we've grown up and everywhere there's stimulation. There's radio, there's TV, there's iPods or, you know, Spotify, whatever it might be. Everywhere you look, there's noise and there's stimulation and there's things to pay attention to and think about. And you're always attached to everyone through our phones, right? We can always communicate, always thinking about who we need to text, who we need to email, who's Facebook like we need to respond to, blah, 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 blah. So the society creates these monkey brains of ours that can't calm down. And the universe cannot get through. And we can't even connect with our own intuition and our own higher selves because we're so caught up in the nonstop craziness and chaos going on in our minds. And this can lead to an inner state of confusion or an inner state of feeling stuck or stagnant or lost, because you're so caught up in these thoughts, you can't even tune into what you really want or what your intuition is trying to tell you. You can't hear it if you don't allow stillness into your life. Stillness is what can help to create that clarity, to create that understanding, to start listening and to start getting the downloads that are trying to come through, to let your higher self come through. So meditation. Literally, this could start out at like a minute a day. So I tell people is you don't need to sit down and do an hour of meditation. Try doing 2 minutes, and then the next day do 4 minutes, and then try 5, and then maybe try 10. If you're feeling crazy, maybe even try 20, right? And don't worry about needing to be an expert or needing the thoughts to all go away or stop. You are a human being. The thoughts are not going to completely stop. They're not going to completely go away. But what meditation is training us to do is when those thoughts come, to acknowledge them, but to not feed into them, almost as if you're an observer of your thoughts. You know, like you're floating above your head. You see the thoughts float by, but you don't engage in them. And the longer you practice meditation each day, if you practice it consistently, it's going to get easier. So you're literally training your brain to calm down and be present. And it's going to feel awkward and weird in the beginning, but that is so necessary. Meditation is a practice, just like a muscle. You need to build it up before you become more comfortable with it. So be okay with the awkwardness. Be okay with feeling uncomfortable. Be okay with feeling like you're dying to open your eyes or you're dying to go send your emails or check your to-do list. Each time those thoughts come up, acknowledge that they're there and then come back to your breath. So I would recommend adding meditation into your routine, and especially when you're feeling extremely stuck or extremely anxious, spend a couple minutes meditating. So even if you need to go lock yourself in a public restroom or whatever it might be, put in some headphones, listen to a guided meditation or some chanting, whatever it might be, for 2 minutes. Like put on a timer and just focus on being present in your body for 2 minutes and watch how this literally transforms how you feel, especially when you do it consistently. Because the majority of feelings that are caused by anxiety or even, you know, that stuckness, feeling stuck or stagnant, that means that we are not living in the present moment. Because there is nothing to fear in the present moment unless you're literally being chased by a lion right now. If your problems that you're worried or anxious about or your anxieties that you're having are not affecting you in this exact moment, you do not need to worry about them. So when we have these feelings, it means that we're either living in the past or we're living in the future. And so it's really important to ground yourself in the present moment. And meditation is one of the best ways to do that. Another thing that I highly recommend doing is finding a way to create joy in the present moment. So first ask yourself, is whatever I'm worrying about or anxious about or whatever fears are holding me back, are they affecting me in this exact moment? Are they happening right now? If it's not happening to you in that exact moment, then you need to ground yourself in the present moment and focus on the present. And that's what's going to bring that calmness back to you. And it's going to help bring you clarity. So one thing that I recommend doing is finding something that brings you happiness, that brings you bliss, that brings you joy. So ask yourself, what is something I can do right now that will bring me immediate joy? And make a list of like 5 things. What are 5 things that will bring you immediate joy? Maybe it's, you know, watching your favorite comedy routine on YouTube and having a really good belly laugh. Maybe it's having a dance party with yourself to your favorite song, like lock the door on your room and go crazy. You know, maybe it's calling a friend. Maybe it's writing a gratitude letter. Maybe it's reading Harry Potter. You know, whatever it is, everyone, we all have different things that we can access in the present to bring us joy. And of course, gratitude is always a fallback. If you can't think of something, I always recommend gratitude. Make a list of 3 things that you can be grateful for in the present moment right now. Look around you, literally look around you, turn around. What can you see around you that you can cultivate gratitude for in this moment? So before you do anything, before you try to figure out how to get unstuck, before you try to take action or whatever it is, first find stillness and second find joy. Even if it's 2 minutes of stillness and 2 minutes of something that brings you joy, those 4 minutes will be extremely worthwhile. So 1, stillness. 2, joy. No matter what, those should always be the first 2 things you do. That's going to help to elevate your mood. It's going to help to elevate your energetic vibration. It's going to help to elevate your thought patterns. All of that is so important. Remember to always validate your own feelings. So whatever it is that you're feeling, if you're feeling so confused, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling angry, don't be hard on yourself for feeling those feelings. If you're feeling guilty, you're feeling jealous, whatever it is, your feelings are valid. You're feeling them for a reason, okay? So never feel guilty for what you feel because your feelings are there. Emotions serve us. Even the quote-unquote negative emotions serve us in some way. They are telling us something about ourselves. They're telling us something about the situation. They're helping to bring us clarity, and they're just visitors. Emotions come and emotions go. So the quote-unquote negative ones, validate yourself. Allow yourself to feel them, but don't feed in and focus on them. Allow them to move through you. Feel the emotion fully. allow yourself to be okay with the fact that you are feeling this emotion, and then let it go. It's coming to visit, but it's not coming to stay. But that is up to you to control, to not linger on the thoughts that are creating that emotional pattern. So allow yourself to feel them, allow them to come, allow them to go. So remember that your feelings are valid, but getting stuck in these feelings is totally on you. Because being a human being means that we're going to have fluctuating emotions. We're going to feel good. We're going to feel bad. We're going to feel high. We're going to feel low. The emotional roller coaster that is life is healthy and okay. What's not okay is staying in the quote unquote negative emotions and getting stuck there, because that is on you. And when I say this, when I say that it's on you, whether or not you get stuck in your emotions, I'm not talking about depression. I'm talking about everyday emotions that come and go. I'm talking about when someone makes you really angry in the morning and you stay in that state of anger throughout the rest of your day, maybe even the rest of the next day as well. That is on you. What you carry with you after the experience is on you. So ask yourself, is this serving me? Is what I'm feeling serving me? So let's say it's anger towards a driver that cut you off. Is this anger serving me? And I'll tell you right now, the answer is no. The anger is most likely not serving you, especially if you're holding on to it. And if it's not serving you, there is no reason to hold on to it. You are literally, literally hurting yourself by holding on to the anger. You're blocking all of the abundance the universe has to offer you by lowering your vibrational level. And so once again, this is where it's really important to come back to the present moment and find what brings you joy in this exact moment. It's impossible to feel joy in anger. It's impossible to feel gratitude in anger. So when you focus on those higher vibrational states, those higher vibrational emotions and feelings, it's going to become easier to transition from your anger to a higher vibrational state. The next thing I really want to focus on is this, I guess you'd call it a myth, the myth that you need to be motivated before you start working, because so many people, or before you start taking action, because I know that so many people sit around and wait to feel motivated. You know, they wait until they're ready. They wait until they have clarity. They wait until they have the perfect plan, whatever it might be, to take any kind of action. And let me tell you, the motivation is never going to just appear. It doesn't work like that. Just like growth doesn't happen by accident, neither does motivation. Taking aligned action creates motivation, and taking action of any sort creates clarity. Even the quote-unquote wrong action is going to be so much better than taking no action. Even if you take the wrong action and you take 5 steps backwards, you're going to have so much more clarity than you had when you were stuck in the same place you were before. So when you take action and it starts to feel good, it becomes aligned, that's when the motivation is going to come. Aligned action creates motivation. It's not until you start doing what you want to do or start taking small action steps that you're going to start feeling motivated to continue. If you're feeling stuck and stagnant and you don't know where to go or what to do or what you want or how to even begin, and you have no motivation and no inspiration, whatever it might be, you can read all the books in the world, you can watch all the documentaries, you can watch all the inspirational speeches, and those are going to inspire you, yes. That inspiration will fade. Motivation can only be created by you, by taking the action that will create that motivation and keep you going. So the most successful people don't wait until they're ready. They start way before they feel ready. They work through those icky feelings of being unsure, of not feeling motivated, and they do the work anyway. They take the action anyway, and then the clarity and the motivation comes. So if you're feeling kind of stuck, you don't really know what to do, make a list of 3 actionable steps that you can take right now, and always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now, what I'm focusing my energy and time on, getting me closer to where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years or 50 years, whatever it is. In fact, is what I'm focusing on right now getting me closer to where I want to be tomorrow or next week? Most people never ask themselves these questions, and that's why most people stay stuck. and they never move forward because you might know where you want to be, but you don't take the action to get yourself there. And this is where there's a huge disconnect because so many people say, I want to be successful. I want to be doing this. I want to be doing that. I want to be this person. I want to have this, whatever it is. But their values don't actually line up. So what are the five things in your life that the majority of your time and energy goes to? What are those five things? And are each of those five things actively moving you forward towards the goals that you have for yourself, towards the life that you imagine for yourself? Because you might say it's what you want, but most of the time, your actions are not proving to the universe that it's actually what you want. And maybe you're waiting for the motivation, or maybe you're waiting for the clarity, but it's not going to come until you take the action. So whatever goal it is that's really important to you right now, write that on the top of a piece of paper. And then I want you to journal on, are the top five things in my life that I'm spending my time and energy on actively moving me forward towards this goal? The next thing I want you to do is create a list of three actionable steps that you can take in the next week to move you forward. So it literally can be as small as, you know, writing for 10 minutes every day. Maybe your goal is to write a book, or maybe you feel stuck in your current job or your career and you don't know how to move forward and you don't know what it is that you want to do. Maybe you can start researching jobs in other fields. Maybe you can reach out to people in different careers to speak to them about their how they got where they are and what it's like in their career path. Maybe you could make a list of 15 things that you love doing or 15 things that you're really good at, things that other people tell you you're really good at. Maybe these are things you haven't even thought of yourself. Sometimes it's hard to think about what we're good at, but if you ask other people or you think of what your best friends or your family would tell you or what you've been told your whole life, what is it that you're good at? Make a list of those 15 things and then look at that list. What lights you up the most? In what way can you use those abilities to serve other people? And when you focus on service, the money will automatically come. Maybe another actionable step would be to start brainstorming side hustles, to start, dipping your toes in different ways of making money to see what feels good. Take some sort of action. Even if you try something and it feels so unaligned and you hate it, at least that gave you clarity. The easiest way to figure out what direction you want to go in is to eliminate the directions that you don't want to move in. When you don't know where you want to go, figure out first where you know you don't want to go. And if that means taking a bunch of action, trying a bunch of things, and figuring out the 50 ways you know you don't want to go, then that's amazing because you're that much closer to getting clarity on what you do want. So if you don't know what you want, it's okay. Take action. Start experimenting, trial and error, see how you feel. Once you start to feel good, that's how you know that you're in alignment. So that was just an example for if someone feels stuck in their career or their job. But you can use this for anything. If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, or maybe you're just feeling stuck in general, always look at what you're doing. Ask yourself if it's getting you closer to where you want to be. Look at the top five energy and time suckers in your life. What is taking out the majority of your time and energy, and is it moving you forward? And then create a list of three actionable steps you can take in the next week, because that immediate action is going to bring the immediate clarity and the motivation. It's going to help you to start feeling better, because honestly, action is the number one cure for feeling stuck. Any kind of action, anything. As long as that action is moving you forward. So maybe you're feeling stuck or unmotivated because you've always wanted to write a blog or start a business, but you have writer's block or the ideas aren't flowing through and you just feel stuck. What are three actionable steps you can take right now? Well, first, especially if creative ideas aren't flowing, the first thing, like I said, stillness. Cultivate some stillness. Do something that brings you joy. Ground yourself in the present moment and then come back to those three actionable steps. So maybe that would mean listening to a couple different podcasts of people who are in a similar path as you, maybe people who already have a blog or a similar career, to get some ideas to get the creative juices flowing. Maybe it means reaching out to someone to talk to them about what inspires them, what keeps them going, the strategies that they use. Maybe it's doing a free write. Like, something I love to do is put a timer on for like 5 minutes and don't let your pen come up from the paper. Like, let everything come out. And this is actually a really good activity, not just for someone feeling stuck in business or feeling stuck in writing or blog writing, but in general, like, do free writing. So set a timer for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, and just let yourself write with no judgment as to what comes out. It doesn't have to make sense. It doesn't have to be sentences, but you cannot stop writing. You cannot stop writing. And I'm telling you, you'll be surprised at what comes out, because sometimes we don't even know what's there in our subconscious mind until we start to let it come out. And once you start writing, it'll flow. And once again, maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe it's gibberish. Maybe it's a bunch of broken sentences. But in there, you're going to get your creative juices flowing, and you're going to start to come up with ideas and let things out of your subconscious mind that have been trapped there. So those are my top, I think that was like 5 actionable tips that I would take when you feel stuck. And if you take anything away from this episode, it's to take action. Do something, even if it's the smallest something, even if it's 5 minutes of reading a book. Maybe, I mean, if it's 5 minutes of journaling, if it's calling someone you know to ask for advice, take some sort of action every single day. Just commit at least 5 minutes a day to some sort of action, even if you don't know if it's the right direction. You have no idea what you're doing, no idea where you're going, but you're doing something. Because what creates that severe anxiety, that weird feeling of, oh, like, I don't know what I'm doing. I feel like I'm wasting my time. What am I doing with my life? That comes from a lack of action. That comes from the disconnect between what you say your values are and what your actions show that your true values really are. So find where that disconnect is between what you want your values to be and what your life proves that they really are, and then adjust from there, right? It's as easy as that. Adjust your values. So what do you want your values to be? Like, your ideal version of you, what would that ideal version of you have value on? And then look at your life and start to adjust where you spend your time and your energy. And I'm not just saying this because it feels like the right thing to say or because I've heard it before. Like, this is actually what I use in my own life. I literally remember moments where I was laying on the floor of my apartment, just so unmotivated, so stuck, feeling so stagnant that I literally couldn't get myself to do anything. And the number one thing that I do now when I'm in this place is, like I said, meditate. Do something that brings you joy. Bring your mood up. Bring your energetic vibrations up. And then create some sort of action. So I'm not saying if you're not feeling good or you're feeling to spend 12 hours taking action or working or writing or whatever it is, because I know personally I don't create my best work when I am in that place. But if you can at least do a little bit, if you can do something, that is going to get you out of that stagnant place, that stagnant thought process. That's going to get you out of that pattern of guilt, which I know is so heavy. Feeling that guilt of feeling like you're in this endless cycle, this monotonous routine, and you're doing nothing to change it or to start to bring more bliss and more joy into your life. So just knowing that you're doing a little bit every day is going to be enormous. And honestly, even if you're in a career that you love or whatever it might be, I know I brought up that example before and I just keep coming back to it in my head, but even if you are doing something that you love, it's still so beneficial to make that list of 10 to 15 things that you're really good at, that you love, that light you up, and then ask yourself, are these aspects of my everyday life? Am I using these unique talents and abilities that I have to serve others, to help others, to improve the lives of those around me? And you're going to feel the most fulfilled and the most in alignment when you are actively using your own unique talents and gifts and values every single day. So it doesn't matter what your life situation is, this is always a useful practice. And if you don't know what you're good at or you don't know what it is that lights you up, like, ask the people who are closest to you. Think about what people have always told you your entire life. You know, I know people always told me that I'm a really good listener, that I'm really good at inspiring others with my words, and I'm good at encouraging people or giving advice, right? That's something that I'm really good at, and I've taken that and I've created my business around that, and I've created my daily activities around that. I'm constantly working with people, whether it's one-on-one or in my courses, in my classes, and I'm giving advice and I'm teaching and I'm listening to people. I'm listening to what their pain is and I'm helping them work through it, right? So I've taken what I know is an innate talent and gift of mine, and I make sure that I'm using it every day. And the days when I feel the most stuck are the days when I'm not doing that, when I haven't made use of my gifts and my talents, and I don't feel 100% in alignment when I'm not doing that every day. Like, you have your own gifts, you have your own talents, you have your own abilities for a reason. They are not there by accident. We all have our own unique abilities, and they are there for a reason. When you're not using them, you feel out of alignment, you feel stuck for a reason. That is a sign. That is your body telling you, that is your mind telling you, that is the universe telling you that something is wrong, because something is wrong. You need to be using the talents and abilities that you have, period. You need to be using them every single day, even if it's in the smallest way. If you are not using them every day, at least a tiny, tiny bit, you're hands down, you're going to feel out of alignment. So I would, for sure, no matter where you are in your life, make a list of your top talents, your top abilities. And ask yourself, are these a part of my everyday life? It might not be in your career. It doesn't have to be. It just has to be in your life. And that's going to create more fulfillment. That's going to create more alignment. And that's going to lessen the amount of times and how often I feel stuck or out of alignment or confused or stagnant. Because it's hard to feel stagnant when you're actively using your talents, your passions, and your abilities, your unique gifts, to serve those around you. So hopefully that was helpful. Once again, whenever I do these solo episodes, I always, you know, make brief notes, bullet points on what I want to cover. And then I always end up going on tangents and going all over the place. But I do truly believe that whatever comes to me when I'm doing these podcasts is what whoever is listening needs to hear at the time, even if it's not what I planned on speaking on. So I know I kind of touched on a lot of different topics here and I went into a lot of different techniques and strategies, but take whatever resonates most with you right now. So I'm not saying to do everything. I know I gave you a lot of different actionable steps in this episode, but take the couple of things that kind of made you go, oh yeah, that's totally me. Or, oh yeah, that would be helpful. You know, the moments where you nod to yourself and you're like, mm-hmm, I need that. Take those things and apply them to your life. So the one thing I don't want you to do is to listen to this and do nothing. That's the worst thing you can do. Reading all the books, watching all the documentaries, listening to all the podcasts, great. You can do that every single day for 10 hours a day. But if you take no action, nothing in your life is going to change. Like I said, growth does not happen by accident. It happens on purpose. So take at least one thing and commit to doing that one thing or applying that one practice to your life at least for the next 21 days. So hope that was helpful. As always, I'm sending all of you so much love, so much good energy, so many good vibes. I love and appreciate every single one of you, and I hope you're having an amazing day wherever you are.